Welcome to Paul Unscripted, and today we are talking about the seven most deadly plants to have in your garden or even in your house. Now, you know me, I have to tell you where this idea came from. So there I was on a Sunday, sitting in my lounge, feeling the sunshine and listening to my audiobook. Because, you know, sight impaired means I don't get to do much. Anyway, suddenly the cat appeared on my table, you know, my little fur baby. You know that we have two fur babies. She started nibbling on a plant that I had on the table, which at first I thought was funny, so I got out my phone and took a picture. But then I thought, what if this is poisonous, you know? And so I quickly took a picture of the plant, got my support worker to take me to Mitre 10. She told me it was a chicken and hen thing, which is where the leaves come out and then grow again and grow again. And thankfully it wasn't poisonous to pets. So I took photos of all my plants in the house because half of them, I don't know what they are. They're just green things that grow, you know, and make the place look exotic. And of course, thankfully, none of my plants were poisonous to my cats. In doing this, I found that places like Animate, you can get a little bowl which has grass seed in that you can water. And the grass seed grows up. And this is safe for cats to eat. And so it's wonderful for cats that are indoor cats that don't go out because they use this grass to sort their stomach out. It's like their medicine. So anyway, then I found out that nurseries are still selling poisonous plants. And so here I am today to make you aware of the top seven most dangerous plants. And starting off at number one is the oleander. Now the oleander is a beautiful, exotic looking plant. Tall spikes, beautiful flowers of bright pink, bright yellow, and bright white that give an exotic feel to a garden. And whilst this is easy to grow and it fills a space, you know, it is one of the most deadliest plants on the planet. Every single part of the oleander plant is toxic. Now, this poison is toxic to both dogs and cats. Now, it's in the leaves, it's in the stems, it's in the flowers, and even the smoke from burning the cuttings of an oleander plant are poisonous and will cause you intense nausea and vomiting. Now, you know, this is not all theoretical. Horses, you know how big a horse is and how big its immune system is. Well, horses have died from somebody cutting oleander plants and throwing them into the pasture, and the horse nibbles on it, and that's the end of it. So this is how deadly this plant is. If you want that exotic flavor, a substitute that gives you the same exotic flavor and the same beauty and ease of planting is a hibiscus. And a hibiscus has the same wonderful colors, and it's non-toxic to humans and to animals. But oleander is whilst poisonous, has nothing on our number two. And our number two is the foxglove. Now, the foxglove is a beautiful spire with bell-shaped flowers in hues of pink and white and yellow. And they are deadly. They contain a poison called Digitalis glycoside. It's actually a common name. Digitalis is the drug that doctors use to help with heart conditions. But of course, in a doctor's office, you're going to get a controlled amount. But in the plant, it's uncontrolled and so can cause severe heart problems and even cardiac arrest. And this foxglove, I mean, I've had foxgloves in my garden, and the poison centers around New Zealand and the world tell you, do not handle with bare hands, because touching the flower and rubbing your lip or your eye can make you very, very ill. And of course, it's deadly to pets. If you want that beautiful foxglove array of color and splash in your garden, your best bet is to put in snapdragon. It has the same enchanted fairy tale like coloring and flowering, and it is non-lethal to pets or children, because we all know that toddlers put everything in their mouths, and you know, it's frightening to me how many plants that we have in our garden that are poisonous. So moving on to number three. And number three, I've never heard of this, but I've seen it. It's called dumb cane. It's obviously of the cane family, but it's these massive leaves, star-shaped leaves, with bright splashes of white and yellow in the veins. And these plants are seen in offices, in houses, lighting up a corner, and they are visually attractive. Big glossy leaves, exactly what you want in your home to give you that exotic feel or to light up a corner in the room. They don't need a lot of light. They tolerate low light. They are absolutely beautiful plants. But once again, dumb cane are deadly. Inside the leaves are these microcrystals that are like little daggers. And so inside the plant is a toxin called calcium oxalate. These are needle-shaped microscopic parts of the leaves. And when bitten into, they insert themselves into the fleshy part of your mouth. And immediately, your mouth starts swelling. And it usually gets so swollen that you are unable to speak, which is why the plant is called dumb cane, because you're dumb, you cannot talk. And most times you end up with a hospital visit. And of course, this can lead to ending in a coma and of course, death. And who would have thought that a simple plant that you have in your office, I mean, it will kill a toddler unless you get to the hospital within 18 hours. Because that's how fast this toxin will work on you. Now, of course, if you want that beautiful look in your house, then the alternative is a parlor palm or a Boston fern. Now, of course, when you think of deadly plants, you think of bright colors, spiky leaves, thorns, or some sort of warning that this is deadly. The sago palm just looks like a palm tree. A beautiful stalk that give that exotic feel to your home when you have it in there. But the sago palm, it contains a toxin called cyacin. Even the tiniest droplet of the sap and touching your mouth can cause kidney failure. And from kidney failure, if it's not treated immediately in an emergency center, it can cause death. When the seeds drop onto the floor, you know, it is especially prevalent for the dogs and cats of the world. You know, they swallow the seed, and if you are not ready to take your animal to the vet, you will end up with a tragedy. It is that quick. Shockingly, you know, these are sold in garden centers around the country because, you know, a palm tree is a beautiful looking thing for your garden, but once again, there are alternatives, and they are areca palm. These palms have exactly the same look. They bring that exotic feel to your garden or to your home, and they are non-toxic, which is such a blessing. So many of us out there have pets, whether it's a beautiful dog, fur babies like I've got, you know, and what you have in your house can be deadly to you and even to your toddler. So we have to be aware of what's going on. Now, after the sago palm, which was number four, we have a really deadly plant called the castor bean plant. Now, this is a strikingly beautiful plant, which grows well in low light. It's an ornamental piece that will make your garden look stunning. And it ends up with these beautiful bright red circular spiky seeds, of course, that look like candy to any toddler. But these seeds contain ricin. And ricin is the drug of choice in murder novels and in spy novels, and it is deadly, absolutely deadly. When these seeds are eaten or even touched by the human hand, they will cause severe difficulty with the heart. You know, it's ricin is a deadly poison, you know. And you could also think about extracting these compounds, you know, making your own poisons. It's just the awareness that I have got from this. And I'll give you some hints later when you go to a garden center. If it doesn't say toxin on the plant, well, don't take it as fact. Look up the plant's name and find out what it is before you buy it. And moving swiftly on, the next plant on our list of deadly dangers are azaleas and rhododendrons, because they both contain the same poison, which is granotoxins. This toxin can cause dizziness, vomiting, stomach pains, severe cramps, and you can even get it just from a tiny piece of sap. Poison centers say touching the flowers and everything. Now, of course, azaleas and rhododendrons are beautiful. They fill up your landscaping area with a splash of color that is absolutely beautiful to behold. But the deadliness of the poison is something that shouldn't be ignored. Not your child nor your pets. You know, you may have this beautiful garden and you'll come home to a cat or dog in crisis. And of course, going to the vet and getting cured of this, you know, they vomit, they get diarrhea, they get all these things. And of course, the vet bill is going to be astronomical. But even worse than that, the chances of the pet dying are much higher than the pet surviving. You know, so whilst azaleas and rhododendrons are beautiful to look at, it is better to fill your garden with viburnum and camellias. Now, of course, camellias are massive. You know, they can grow to the size of a tree with beautiful colors of pink and yellow and red. But it is far safer for your pets, for your children. You know, you can have a garden that is beautiful, that is eye-catching, that has plants of note and character, but without the deadly poison. Now, moving on to the last one. My number 7, and this really, really surprised me, because I have 2 fur babies at home and I have these plants growing in the garden, which has now frightened me so much I'm taking them out. But number 7, in the most poisonous plants in the nursery, are lilies. Now, whilst there are many types of lilies, tiger lilies, stargazers, day lilies, you know, canna lilies, while some of them are poisonous to humans, every single one is absolutely deadly to cats. And it's not only deadly, but the cat doesn't even have to eat it. If it brushes past the lily and the pollen falls onto the fur and the cat licks it up, the cat will be in crisis. And once again, within 18 hours, which is how fast the poison grows, this will kill your pet. You know, there have been reports. You know, we look at the theory of all of this and know that plants are poisonous, but poison centers around the globe are aware of this. Horticultural centers warn people not to touch these, because we are so often touching our eyes, touching our mouth, touching our nose, and that's all it takes for this poison to get into the body. It has been reported from poison centers that cutting lilies and putting them in water and having the cat drink the water is enough to kill a cat. I mean, when do you know, lilies are used everywhere. They're at funerals. They're at weddings. They're at, on, you know, they're used for Easter. And so many of our holidays, we have lilies inside our house. And we have no idea of the dangers. Thankfully, it's very mild toxicity for humans. So if you have a cat that you love or a dog, then keep lilies away. Now, of course, that rounds up the top seven. There are many, many more. So we're just going to do a few honorable mentions. So the first one is hydrangeas. Now, hydrangeas, these beautiful, big, bushy plants that you see all over New Zealand with the big, round, white and blue flowers in a ball. Now, this, unfortunately, has a chemical within it called calcium oxalate, very similar to the dumb cane. And of course, it's in a much milder form. And so, you know, there's very little deaths that have been recorded regarding hydrodendrons. What a word, hydrodendrons. But it is a poisonous plant and should be noted. Another honorable mention goes to monk's hood. Now, monk's hood are spikes of blue and purple flowers, and these are absolutely deadly. Horticultural centers and poison centers say that they should not be handled with bare hands. If you do, you can get tingling and numbness in your hand. It stops the calcium control going through your body, which links to all your nerve centers and things. And as far back as Rome, monk's hood has been used as a poison, you know, right up to today. It's a very deadly plant. And finally, our last honorable mention is philodendrons. They climb up trellises and they fall out of hanging baskets. And once again, they're beautiful. But philodendrons have that same poison that can cause irreparable harm to toddlers, children, and pets. Now, of course, how do we get around this? So here's a few tips. When you go to your garden center, read the labels carefully. Look for words such as toxic, unsafe for pets, unsafe for children. You know, and if it doesn't say that, do not assume for 1 minute that it is safe. You know, find the Latin name for it, Google it on your phone, and look whether it is toxic to your animals or possibly to your children. Whilst flowers and incredible plants can make your garden into this beautiful, stunning splash of color, size, leaves, and even your home. You know, having ferns and great big dumb cane or sago palm trees can cause a tragedy, which no one likes. You know, we don't get pets because they're expendable. We get pets because they are part of our lives, and we do not want them to die. So I hope that today's list will inform you of what to put in. I've also given you alternatives which are non-toxic and safe to cats. And I wish you all happy gardening and stay safe. This is Paul Unscripted, only on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM right across the Kapiti and Horowhenua regions, saying au revoir until you hear from me again.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.